In California, super PACs are influencing the U.S. Senate election cycle, contributing more than $21 million to the campaigns of the three leading Democratic candidates in the state's U.S. Senate race. Super PACs are independent, political action committees that can raise unlimited sums of money from corporations, unions, and individuals but are not permitted to contribute to parties or candidates directly. According to the LA Times, super PACs can accept unlimited contributions from those who want to exert more influence on voters by funding ads in support of a preferred candidate or attacking an opponent. Super PACs have been formed to support the three Democratic Senate frontrunners, Representatives Adam Schiff of Burbank, Katie Porter of Irvine, and Barbara Lee of Oakland. A multitude of donors have contributed money in hopes of making an impact on the primary election. The super PAC Fair Shake was formed and funded by Silicon Valley billionaires and cryptocurrency investors, contributing more than $10 million against the campaign of Katie Porter. Fair Shake claimed Porter is a hypocrite that attacks candidates for accepting corporate contributions, yet has received more than $100,000 from Big Pharma, Big Oil, and Big Bank executives herself. Prior to the election season, Porter signed a letter that was sent to the Texas Power Grid Authority questioning the practice of paying crypto mining businesses for shutting off power and returning electricity to the grid during peak periods. Fairshake has nearly $73 million on hand, an amount that is critical in turning the tide on how cryptocurrency is perceived by voters after the industry faced much criticism and scrutiny due to two of its best-known leaders facing criminal charges. According to the LA Times, Porter called the ads false and described Fairshake as a dark and shady super PAC. Other candidates have also seen the impact of money on their campaign. Patty Quillen and Quinn Delaney are two philanthropists who have donated $1.5 million in support of Barbara Lee's campaign. Their agenda is based on criminal justice reform and lifting up Black and Latino candidates. Quillen and Delaney gave millions to support criminal justice ballot measures in California and elect liberal district attorneys like Los Angeles' George Gascon. Quillen and Delaney funded a super PAC called She Speaks For Me, which ran ads showcasing Lee's political career. Quillen, Delaney, and Lee all believe that policies in California have been too harsh on people who commit petty crimes and are calling for more investments in communities of color. The other Democratic frontrunner, Adam Schiff, has also had impactful contributions from super PACs. Donors from the film industry, carpenter unions, real estate, and casino-operating Native American tribes have contributed to Schiff's campaign. Schiff is seen by his donors as a moderate Democrat who has served in Congress for about two decades and can get things done. Experience is the most important aspect being looked for in a candidate by Schiff's donors, and Schiff seemingly fills that role for them. As the primary election cycle in California comes to a close, the impact of super PACs on the Senate race is ongoing. Polls closed on March 5th, 2024 in California. With KCSB News, this is Mario Fuentes Godinez.